As he did most summers. Not this one, though, since he's been sick the whole summer. But he'd always jump up into my window and spend all night long in there, until I had to close them for the night, which now, looking back, I wish I'd just kept them open 24 hours a day. This despite my bedroom being off the porch, the front porch, and an easy entry point for any low-life burglar that may have wanted to break in. So I closed the windows, and I always remember the look he gave me. Breaks my heart much more tonight than it did back then. The vet gave him 7 to 10 days to live. This was a little over 2 months ago. So we got to love him another couple months. The weird thing, these past 2 weeks he'd started eating a lot. Looked like he was putting a little of the weight he lost back on. He started chasing the shadows again, playing with the toilet paper. Almost like the things he enjoyed in his younger days. This was all up until yesterday when he shut down and refused to eat again. Of course, I just figured he'd pick back up again, seeing he had all this positive recovery. I still knew he was going to leave us, but because of the past 2 weeks, I didn't think it would be anytime soon. Certainly not 2 days after I mentioned to my mother how proud I was of him for fighting and surviving the way he's done. Now, I realize that he knew, and he just wanted to experience those things he enjoyed so much before. Few more times, kind of just made a point of living his last days as happy as he could. But I'm extremely sad, and I find myself thinking of the injustice all over again. How, for all he went through, all he's been through, to see his short life cut short, shorter, just seems cruel, and I find myself blaming God. Perhaps I shouldn't, but I connect this to other prayers I've asked for over the years, and it certainly doesn't seem like none of my prayers have ever been answered, but it does seem like whatever I've asked for, the reverse takes place in real life. It's probably a bad case of displacement transference, or whatever clinical term you might want to use. As I do pray a good couple hours every night, and have always thought I had a good relationship with God, but here tonight, I'm really trying to find proof that the relationship's not just one-sided, and all my physical ailments and misfortunes seem to be brought up by the prosecution, and this just feels worse. The bottom line is that I've never really been a happy person, and I wanted to be so badly. I'm a glutton for bad deeds, sorrow, and the like. And events like this don't help in the least bit. And all I can think of is how sad I am for Coco, for my father, for my mother, and for myself. But more so for Chloe. They were a pair, the two of them, husband and wife as I used to kid. Then I thank God she has best friends with the dogs, as do I.